Good and happy morning. This is your host, Heather Loren, back for another episode of Talk Like a Boss, where we discuss everything about business, entrepreneurship, branding, marketing, and even confidence. Basically, everything you need to know about launching your brand or starting a business from start to finish, successfully and profitably. That means making some money. Now, hopefully you're having a fabulous day. I know I am. And you're ready to conquer the world. We're going to jump right into today's topic, which is don't sweat the small stuff. Let's get started. So you've decided you want to become an entrepreneur. Kudos. But you find yourself overwhelmed and at this point, you're spending money, but you're not making any. And you don't feel like you're making any progress. You feel like you're spinning your wheels. So why is that? Well, in today's episode, we're going to identify a few things that you tell yourself that demotivate you when you are just starting out as an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about how to overcome self-defeating thoughts and habits and get you on your way to creating real income. But before we go into too much detail just yet, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to take some time to think about it and write down the answer. So what I'm going to ask you to do is grab a pen, grab some paper, and write down this question. The question is, why did I become an entrepreneur? Now you can pause the podcast right here and take some time to think about it and write your answer down and come right back. So now that you've written down your answers to the question, why did I decide to become an entrepreneur? Let's talk about it. So I'm not a psychic. I don't know what you wrote down, but I can assume that you became an entrepreneur for some of the same reasons that I became an entrepreneur. My top two reasons for becoming an entrepreneur were really, I didn't get to see my kids. I didn't get to see my kids grow up as a single parent. I didn't have a choice of whether or not I wanted to stay home and raise my children or go to work and pay the bills, pay the rent, pay the car note, pay the insurance, you know, pay for the doctor's bills and, you know, just be able to have an income to take care of myself and my children. My second reason was because I was tired of going to a job that I may or may not have liked and being overworked to the point where I came home and there were things that I wanted to do that I loved to do. And I was so tired that I couldn't even dream, if that makes any sense. And on top of that, I wasn't getting paid what I know that I deserved. But when you have an employer telling you, this is what I'm paying you, and you're in a position where you need that because you got to pay rent on the first, then you just accept that. And it sort of becomes, normal. So those were my top two reasons for deciding to become an entrepreneur. So we're going to jump right into the few things that you tell yourself that motivate you before you even start. Now, I know you've said these things to yourself because I've said these things to myself, and every entrepreneur has doubts when they're just starting out, because they're just starting out. A few of the things that I know I've said to myself: I don't know where to start. People aren't going to pay me because I'm not an expert like so-and-so, or my website isn't perfect, or I don't have a website, or I don't have a blog. I don't have enough followers on social media. I can't do a webinar because I don't like how I look on camera. My makeup's not perfect. My hair is not perfect. My lighting is not perfect. I don't know what to say. What do I say? What if I stutter? You know, you have all of these self-defeating thoughts that you have created in your mind that prevent you from even playing in the game before you even start your business. You created all of these obstacles for yourself. Now, I can tell you as an entrepreneur, you're going to have roadblocks. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have challenges in your business are purely business related. The last thing that you need is to be your own enemy. Now, how do we get around that? How do we rectify those thoughts? How do we get rid of those self-defeating thoughts when we have them, because we're going to have them from time to time. It depends on where you are in your business, what's going on, what the challenges are at that point in your business. But you're always going to have those self-defeating thoughts. Now, some of the things that you have to understand about yourself, about humanity in general, is that you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You're going to make mistakes, and that's fine. See, the point of making mistakes is, and if you never start, if you never fail and make mistakes, then you'll never get better. You'll never be your best self. You'll never be the best entrepreneur that you know deep down inside that you can be if you never start. If you never make those mistakes, then you don't know how to make them better. You don't know how to improve. Now, as far as, you know, we are in a society where everything is online, everything is so visually appealing and stimulating, and you have to embrace that in order to compete. Now, that's just a fact. But I can tell you there are some wildly successful entrepreneurs online selling whatever, whether it is a digital product, whether it's a physical product or a service or a combination of those three. I have seen entrepreneurs that are amazingly successful, making tons and tons of money. And quite honestly, it's not how they look, but it's what they have to say. And so you just have to think about it that way. It's not what you look like. It's not the lighting. It's not the background that people are attracted to. It's you. What do you have to say? How are you saying it? How are you delivering it to your audience? And once you're confident in what you have to say and you're genuine about it, now that's a key. That's a big one. You have to be genuine about how you feel about, not only about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your business, and knowing that you have something to offer that will make the next person better in their business, in themselves. Once you have confidence in that, you will attract people, and you don't have to sell yourself. You don't have to market yourself so much that you're essentially begging people to pay you to do this thing that you're offering. People will just be attracted to you. And that is the best marketing you can get. That's the best advice I can get. So you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. It's not about what you look like, but what you have to say and what you have to offer. And if you never start, if you never make mistakes, if you never fail, then you never get better. So you have to take those things to heart and really just implement them every day. Every time you have a self-defeating thought, every time you tell yourself, I'm not enough, I can't do it, I don't know how to do it, I just don't know the answer. What do I do? What do I do next? You have to get in the habit of telling yourself the positive opposite of what you are thinking. So if you're thinking, I don't know where to start, girl, figure it out. You can figure it out. You're smart. With all the resources that technology has to offer, saying I don't know how to do something or I don't know where to start is really an excuse. It is. And we're just going to be honest about that. You don't know if you're at the point where you're telling people are not going to pay me because I'm not an expert. If you don't think you're an expert, then honey, you're not an expert. But if you're confident, if you know what you're talking about, if you know what you know what you know, you're an expert. Don't doubt yourself, because there are people who are at a lower stage, or to say lower stage than you, or just starting out. Maybe you're a year into your business. There's people who are just starting today. Don't you think you're an expert compared to those people? Well, that's just a mild example. But the point is that if you don't believe you're something, then nobody else is going to believe it. Now, as far as, you know, saying my website isn't perfect, you can start a website and constantly be tweaking it. If you focus so much on the small stuff, you'll never be able to see the big picture, which is to make that supplemental income, spend more time with your family, travel, enjoy your life, live your life, replace that income that you don't like going to work. Girl, you can change it if you want to, but you gotta want to, and nobody else can do it for you. So to wrap things up, it's really just don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about the lighting. Don't worry about your hair. Don't worry about what people are saying or what people are thinking. If you know what you know and you're confident in what you know and you just share what you have and you're genuine about it, people will be attracted. People will come. The money will come. But you got to be confident and comfortable in yourself to be able to put yourself out there, to make mistakes, to fail, and to just do better. Now, if you found today's episode super helpful and inspiring and a journey you find yourself wanting to continue, head on over to the website at www.heatherloren.com. That's HEATHERLORRYN.com, and cop my latest ebook, The 7-Day Mindset Reset. This ebook comes with bonus worksheets that will help you start to process some of these self-defeating thoughts that you've been having as an entrepreneur and teach you some effective ways on how to conquer them. And if you use code TALKBOSS18 until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, you'll get a special discount today just for listening. Until next time, this is your host, Heather Loren, signing out. And remember, learn better, do better, be better. Ciao.